Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Ketubot Daf Samach Tet Amud Bet, looking at the Mishnah, which in some divisions, the way we've marked it, is Mishnah Zion of Perek Vav. In any case, it's the final Mishnah. Hamashlish Ma'ot Levito. So let's say a man sets up an agent to give money to his daughter as her nedunya. And when he brings the money, she says, I trust my husband. Now, this fellow is supposed to buy land for her and then hand over the deed. But she says, I trust my husband and wants the money to be given to him. Meir says, the agent must do what he was directed to do by the father and may not give it over to the husband. Rabbi Yossi Omer, think about this. Let's say he already bought the field and she wants to sell it. She could sell it already. It could be considered already sold, which means that it's really hers. So she says, give it to my husband. He has to listen to her. And it's unclear who's saying this. We'll talk about this in the Gemara. Bigadola. That's only if she's already of age. But if she's underage, then nothing that she directs is valid or meaningful. Tana Rabbanan. So we have the following Tosefta. Mashlish ma'od l'chatano likach mehen sadeh levito. If the man sends money to his son-in-law in order to buy property for his daughter, just give it to my husband, in this braita, Rameir distinguishes between her already being married to the fellow, in which case she can direct it to him, or she's only betrothed, in which case the shalich must do what he was directed to do and buy it on her behalf. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Agdola ben min arusin ben min arusin, harshut biyada, hana ben min arusin ben arusin, yaseh ashlish mashu shlash biyado. Rabbi Yossi, unlike the position he states in the Mishnah, says it's simply about her age. If she is a gedola, whether she's betrothed or married, then the shalish must do what she requests. If, on the other hand, she is not a gdola, whether she's even married or only betrothed, he must do what father directed him. Now, my benayu, what's the practical difference between them? If you think that they disagree about a case where she is less than 12 and she's only betrothed, Jermair Savar should be a Daramair thinks that because she's already married, that Rameir holds, and since she's married, she can direct it. And Rabbi Yossi comes to say, even if she's married, only if she's a gedola in, but ketana lo, not if she's a ketana, that doesn't work, because a maseifa, the end of the bright says of ketana in masek ketana klum. At the end of our Mishnah, we have a statement, in ma'ein masek ketana klum. Haman ketani lo, who's the author of that statement? I mentioned in the Mishnah, we would see who said that. If you think it's Rabbi Yossi who authored it, Hamaresha Shavat Mina. We already know from Rabbi Yossi's statement, explicit statement, that after all, since she could sell the property, it's as if it's already hers, which means gdola devad zvinein. It could only be referring to a girl who's a gdola who can sell. Tana devad bad zvinein, but a ketana who can't sell. Lo, so Rabbi Yossi already discounted a ketana from being able to redirect the gift. El Rav Meir, it must be that Rav Meir is the one who says, Ein maseh ketana klum, v'chasrei mechso v'chik ketana. The Mishnah is deficient. And this is how it should read. Yaseh shalish mashu shlash biyado. Rav Meir says that she has to do what the shalish should do what he was directed to do. Medvar ramoy min ha'irusin. That's only min ha'irusin. Haval min ha'nisuin. If she's already married, or shut biyada, she can be directed. Medvar ramoyim b'gdola. That's only if she is a gdola. Not at all, which means that Rameir and Rabbi Yossi are in agreement that Iktana may not redirect. Ella must be Gdola min ha'erusin ikabenayu. That their disagreement is the opposite side of the equation, which is she's already above age, but only in Arusa. That Rameir says that she's only an Arusa, therefore it must follow the father's directive. And Rabbi Yossi says, since she's a Gdola, she can redirect it. Eat Marino Rashwa Alacha Ke Rabbi Yossi, but Rav Nachman says Alacha Ke Rabbi Meir. Now here's an interesting story. Ilfa, who was not available when they were deciding on the next head of the yeshiva, evidently after Rabbi Yana passed away and Rabbi Yochanan was voted in, Ilfa wanted to demonstrate his mental gymnastic ability and his wisdom. So Tala Nafshe be Iskarya de Makuta. He put himself up on a flag, on a mast of a ship. Marika de Atidamar li Milta de Rabbi Chia Rabbi Shai Velo Pashitna le Matnitin. If somebody can come and quote me an official Braita of the schools of Rabbi Chia Rabbi Shai, that was the confirmed Braita school, and I can't demonstrate that it's supported from a Mishnah, then I'll fall off of here, a Tavana, and I'll drown. I'm just trying to make a point. Ata Usava, so an elder came, hopefully everybody would just walk away and not ask him anything, but Ata Usava, Tanale, said, Ha'omer, we have a Tosefta. Tnu shekel livni b'shabbat. Give one shekel to my son, Levanai, per week. Uriyim liten lam sela. Really, they need two shekelim. Notnim lam sela. We give them the two. Yamar altin lam ela shekel. But if on the other hand you says, don't give them anything more than a shekel, ain't only ela shekel, then we have to give them exactly what he said, even though it's not enough for them. Yamar imetu Yeshua achrim tachteim. And if the guy said that if they die, others should inherit in their place. Ben Shemar Tnu, Ben Shemar Altitnu, whether he said that the Tnu or Altitnu, either formulation, Ein Olim El Hashekel, we do stick to his exact words, because we see he meant it. Amarle, so now, Hamani Rameir, he so Ilfa, to demonstrate his wisdom, said, oh, that's Rameir. Damar Mitzvah, that came to very mate. In several places in the Mishnayot, especially in the 8th parak of Babatra, Mitzvah, to fulfill the words of the mate. So that Braita is based on that rule in the Mishnah. Alright, so he didn't fall off. Amar Chistam Ramukva. Hilchata, the halacha is, nonetheless, Ben Shemar Tnu, Ben Shemar Altitnu, Notnim Lam Kol Tzarkan. We give them what they need, and what they need, not what the father said. Oh, I come along halacha Rav Meir, the Amar Mitzvah, the Kevin, the Rav Mate, but we rule like Rav Meir that you have to fulfill the words of the mate. The answer is, Hanavim, Milach Radaita. That's for other things. Well, ha, in this case, Menach Nechale, this is what the father really wanted. Why did he say it this way at all? Because, by the way, if the father didn't want to give them, he wouldn't give them anything. Why did he say it this way? He was just trying to mizariz them to be more frugal. In other words, to try to let them learn to live on less. We have a Mishnah in the 5th parak of Gittin. Ha-pe'utot mekhan mekach. Young kids, their transactions are valid, mekhan mecher, and their sales are valid, bimetaltalim, only when it comes to chattel. Amarat from Moshanu Elisha in Shama Potropos. If that's only true, he's comment on the Mishnah, if there is no executor or trustee. Avayesh Shama Potropos and Mekhan Mekach and Mekhan Mekach. Their sales are no good, neither are their purchases. Mimai, how do I know that? Thani, Ein Masek Tana Klum. In our Mishnah, it says what a Tana does is nothing. Maybe it's different in our Mishnah because there's a Shalish, there's somebody else there who's directing the money, who's directed how to spend it. If that was the case, the Mishnah just should have said, if she's a Ktana, then the Shalish must do what he was directed to do, which, by the way, is the same phrase used in the Reisha. My in Masek Tana Klum. Why does it say the actions of a Ktana are nothing? Shvamina filu bialma. Even in a regular case, even if there is no Shalish, then her actions are for naught, as long as there is an adult there who can take care of it. Okay, that concludes our study of the 6th parak. We'll pick up in the next podcast with our study of the 7th parak, Parak HaMadir. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.